On a spring night in Brandon, Florida, a 70-year-old retired U.S. Army colonel awoke around midnight to find a strange man on top of his wife in the living room of the couple's home. Without delay or hesitation, he found his gun and shot the man multiple times. The attacker died on the living room floor. It wasn't until the next day, when all the facts began to emerge, that police informed the colonel that the man he killed was not a stranger at all. And his wife was certainly not being attacked. Hi there, I'm Kevin, and welcome to Just Thought Lounge. Today's case contains some very colorful characters. The story takes a few strange turns, but as bizarre as it is, the ending is somehow tragically predictable. Let's take a look. In 2013, Ralph Wald had lived in his house on Clara Drive in Brandon, Florida, for nearly 20 years. A retired lieutenant colonel of the U.S. Army, he also had a successful career as a lawyer. By that spring, Ralph had developed some health issues and was slowing down a bit. But at 70 years old, Ralph was certainly not finished living his life to the fullest. About 5 months earlier, the Vietnam veteran had married for the fifth time to a neighbor of his, 41-year-old Jonna Flores. Jonna was also a divorcee. Just like Ralph, she had a son, already grown, but with whom she was not very close. After her wedding, Jonna moved from her house next door to live with her new husband. At just about midnight on March 10th, Ralph awoke and got out of bed for a glass of water. Heading towards the kitchen, he heard noises coming from the other room. When he entered the living room, he caught a glimpse of a man on top of his wife. The vet promptly went back to his bedroom where he retrieved his .38 Smith & Wesson revolver. Ralph walked back to the living room. He fired at the man three times, killing him.
So the guy was flying catering with my wife, so I went back, got my gun and my charger.
Is he awake, sir?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
I hope so.
While on the phone with the 911 operator, Ralph Wald refused to render aid to the man that he had just shot. Believing that he was a stranger who had broken into his home and attacked his wife, the 70-year-old was unapologetic about the actions that he had taken. Only later, the following day, when the identity of the man was revealed, did Ralph come to realize that he was not a stranger, and his wife was not being forced into anything. The man he had killed was 32-year-old Walter Conley. Walter was an ex-boyfriend of Jonna's. He was an ex-roommate of hers, had worked with her for a time, and it seems, was her longtime lover. Not much has been made public about the life of Walter Conley. He had a few minor incidents on his criminal record, but nothing violent, and he never served any jail time. What we do know is that Walter had been romantically involved, on and off, with Jonna Flores for years. He even had a tattoo of her face on his arm. Their affair had begun long before her marriage to Ralph and continued after the wedding. Indeed, Ralph had met and spoken with Walter on more than one occasion. The younger man had been renting a room at Jonna's house on Clara Drive, just next door to the home that Ralph and Jonna shared. 2 weeks before the wedding, Jonna was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for taking a shot at Walter during one of their many disagreements. Arrest documents show that she claimed to have asked him multiple times to leave the property, but that he told police she had invited him to stay. On that occasion, Ralph came down to the jail and bailed his future wife out. The charges against her were eventually dropped. Jonna Flores was originally from Somerset, Pennsylvania. She had faced many challenges in her life, including alleged mistreatment by her stepfather as a child, which had left its mark on her in later life. Jonna also liked to drink, quite a lot. A self-proclaimed blackout drinker, She told law enforcement that she had no memory of exactly what took place on the night that her husband shot and killed her lover. She believed Ralph when he stated that he had no idea that she was having an affair. He was oblivious of how close she had been with Walter Conley, despite having interacted with him on multiple occasions. He knew Walter primarily as Jonna's tenant. Investigators weren't buying it. Walter Conley had a visible tattoo of her on his arm. It was Jonna Flores' face. It was not reasonable to believe that Ralph had never seen this and then questioned the nature of their relationship. The next day, Hillsborough County Assistant State Attorney Chris Moody charged Ralph Wald with second-degree murder. The state planned to argue that Ralph had killed Walter in a jealous rage. Ralph maintained that his actions were consistent with Florida's Stand Your Ground law. He found an attacker inside his home and responded accordingly to save his wife. Ralph Wald hired attorney Joe Episcopo to provide him with a zealous and spirited defense.
We're gonna fight him on the streets, in the cities, on the beaches, in the courtroom, until I remove every trace of Mr. Moody's infected fingers from my client's file. The deceased actually used his wife as a human shield when he saw the weapon. We have demanded speedy trial because they would not grant a war hero entitled to wear the Silver Star a bond.
Ralph Wald had served in the U.S. Army for over 20 years, attaining the rank of lieutenant colonel and earning a Silver Star, one of the highest decorations for military valor. Afterwards, Ralph earned a law degree from Stetson University College of Law and assisted clients who couldn't afford their own attorneys. Ralph's defense fought to have their clients' military history and many awards introduced at trial. They argued that his extensive military training helped to explain how and why he responded to an intruder so methodically. It would also help, to some degree, to justify how emotionless he sounded on the 911 call after just killing a man in his living room. The retired colonel claimed to have been directly or indirectly responsible for the deaths of an estimated 150 enemy combatants in his career. The use of lethal force when he felt threatened was not new territory for the war veteran. Defense attorney Episcopo argued this was a military man trained to know what to do with the enemy. You take your gun and you kill them. The argument to include all of his past service and accolades at trial failed, however. The judge believed that introducing Ralph Wald's extensive military achievements would unfairly create sympathy towards him and bias in the jury. That he had a career in the Army would, of course, be admissible. The judge also denied bail. Ralph's health was a concern for his attorneys. He required an extensive regimen of medications every day to treat a growing range of conditions. Remaining in custody for an extended period of time was not an option. They requested to move forward rapidly.
I don't understand why the state wouldn't be ready. They filed second-degree murder charges. I would assume that they're ready to prove that case.
The trial commenced only 11 weeks after the death of Walter Conley.
And went back to the living room where he shot Walter Conley, not once, not twice, but three times. All before Walter Conley is even able to finish pulling his pants up.
The trial lasted only 3 days, but that short span of time was packed full of salacious details. At the core of the prosecution's argument was that Ralph was a jealous, cuckolded husband, likely aware of the affair and was pushed into a murderous rage. In opening remarks, the prosecution told the jury that Ralph Wald suffered from erectile dysfunction, which fueled his jealousy towards Walter Conley, a man less than half his age. The defense provided even more unwelcome details, explaining that the 70-year-old had been informed by his younger wife that she was incapable of being intimate with him after suffering abuse as a child. The way Ralph put it, "She would joke a lot with me that we were a perfect couple. She didn't want to do it, and I couldn't do it." This sad fact supported his defense. When he came across his wife and her lover in the living room, he assumed that Walter must have been forcing himself on her.
But he never saw his face. They were on the ground. And he said, "Get out!" To this day, his marriage has not been consummated because of these problems. The deceased grabs Jonna by the arms and, using her as a human shield, starts trying to avoid that gun.
On the second day of the three-day trial, Jonna Flores took the stand for the defense. She testified that when her husband shot Walter, she was blackout drunk from too much cognac. As a result, she had virtually no memory of the shooting.
I was drunk and probably blacked out. I'm a blackout drinker.
Jonna also told the jury that she had tried to end the relationship with Walter Conley, but couldn't. She said, "I allowed him to continue to show up. I didn't put a final stop to it. I kept trying to, but it just never happened." Ralph followed his wife to the stand. He spoke genuinely about being in love with Jonna, stating that the horrible accident gave him hope their relationship would still be salvaged. Key to the Stand Your Ground defense was presenting a consistent version of events, which Ralph Wald undeniably did. From his matter-of-fact 911 call to his insistence at trial that if faced with the same circumstances again, he would do exactly the same thing. Ralph never wavered, even in retrospect, on the decision that he made that night.
I shot him because he was forcing himself on my wife. And as far as I knew, when he finished with her, he was going to kill me.
With all the facts of the situation made clear, Ralph did express regret and sympathy for Walter Conley and his family. But he still believed that the younger man was in the wrong, saying, "The man should not have been at my house at midnight with my wife. I don't care what you say about that. He should not have been there." In closing arguments, the prosecution told the jury that it's a personal insult to conduct that kind of activity in a man's home, his castle. It cuts to the quick. It's brazen. That kind of deep and personal insult, this would make you want to lash out. And the defendant did. It took the jury less than 2 hours to return with their verdict. Not guilty. Upon hearing the jury's decision, Ralph embraced his two lawyers. Jonna, in the court each day to support her husband, cried tears of joy. They had agreed before the trial began that they would stay together and work through the issues in their marriage.
My husband forgives me 100%, but there are, of course, some trust issues, and there's something that we're going to go to counseling about, which we should have done prior to getting married. But, we're going to work through it. I wouldn't give that man up for the world. I am elated and ecstatic about the verdict, and I'm so anxious to get him home. We haven't been able to touch in 3 months, and, you know, I just really want to give him a nice big bear hug. Put your life in jeopardy for your wife's life. That's a true gentleman, and that's an honorable man. What he wanted to do to when he got out was take me to my favorite place to eat, which is the Waffle House.
While the media made a further spectacle of the couple embracing and joking over celebrations at the Waffle House, there was one group of people reportedly not laughing: the family of Walter Conley. They stood stone-faced and watched on while the man who killed their son celebrated his release.
My daddy told me never do a news conference when you're in your pajamas.
How do you feel that you've been found not guilty?
I think I've said all I'm going to say. Thank you. I appreciate your interest. You guys have my address.
Freeman, my husband!
One juror, Lawrence Silverman, spoke publicly about the decision because he felt that it was important to understand the jury's reasoning. He said, "It came down to whether Mr. Wald felt threatened in his home. Every juror believed the 70-year-old when he said that he felt exactly that." Ralph and his attorney, Joe Episcopo, spoke to the press outside of the home on Clara Drive following his release, the retired colonel's medals on full display. He told reporters that he was in the infantry for over 20 years. Part of my job was to go out and keep my people alive and stop other people from being alive. And I did my job well. What happened here that night, I very much relate to close combat. The same sort of thing I've seen in the tunnels in Vietnam.
I thought from day one, I was not guilty of a crime. All I wanted to do was protect my wife.
With the verdict reached, that should have been the last time that Ralph Wald found himself clashing with the legal system. Unfortunately, it was not. He gave a few additional interviews with local media in the weeks that followed, explaining how he came to learn that the man he had killed was Walter. He also said that the experience was not one that he ever wished to repeat.
My response was, Walter who? He was simply not on my mind.
Conley's family believes she set him up for death.
No, I'm sure not. Life is a matter of experiencing things. And now I've got an experience, I know what it's about, and something I never look forward to doing again.
Ralph explained that he planned to stay with his fifth wife. He would, in fact, end up filing for divorce the next spring, in May 2014. But he dropped the case a few months later.
My point is, I took a vow, and a man's only as good as his word.
And that woman is Jonna.
Yeah, it is.
You want to die beside Jonna?
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. I'd like to live for a little while, a few more weeks.
On September 16th, 2019, roughly 6 years after the death of Walter Conley, now 77-year-old Ralph Wald once again placed a call to 911, bringing Hillsborough deputies back out to the house on Clara Drive.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay. Something wrong with my wife.
Is your wife breathing at this point?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Can you tell me what's going on?
I don't know what's going on. My wife is non-responsive.
Okay. Is she conscious? I know she's not responsive.
No, she's not non-responsive. That's what I say.
Okay.
I was in bed. She was out here on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I came out and I spoke to her and she did not respond.
And are her eyes open?
She's like all collapsed over.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, because I don't think so.
Our office received a 911 call in reference to an unresponsive female at 513 Clara Drive. So that when deputies arrived on scene, it was apparent that the female was deceased and had some upper body trauma. Detectives have been on scene and are now in the process of securing a search warrant to further the investigation. And that's all we have with Heinz's question.
The history of the house is a little, we've heard some stories about that. What can you tell us about this place?
Sir, we're aware of the history, but it is way too early investigation to reveal anything further.
The scene inside the home was eerily similar to the last time the deputies had been called out. But this time, it was Jonna Flores that lay dead in the living room. Ralph claimed to have found Jonna unconscious on the couch, with blood pooling around her feet and ankles. Responding officers discovered this was a result of a single gunshot wound to the chest. Two vodka bottles, one empty and the other about a quarter full, were on the floor nearby. The home was described as cluttered, smelled of cigarette smoke, and dirtied with dog feces on the floor. Neighbors explained that Ralph's health had deteriorated further in recent years. He was dependent upon Jonna for care. Ralph explained that she was a heavy smoker and drinker, as was he. Jonna, once a practicing nurse, had also developed medical problems. She would have difficulty sleeping and experienced neuropathy, a numbness in her feet. Jonna had used a walker to get around. When detectives asked Ralph if he had any mental health conditions, he first said no, but later, he mentioned he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He also said he had problems with his back, his heart, lungs, liver, and kidneys. He was hard of hearing, he said, and had been seeing a counselor for treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. Ralph was asked if he had any guns in the house. He said he didn't. But when investigators searched, they found a rifle and two handguns. The last weapon, a .38 Smith & Wesson revolver, was found in a nightstand in his bedroom. It held five rounds and one spent bullet. The gun had handwritten marks on it, indicating it had undergone testing with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. It was the same gun Ralph had used to shoot Walter Conley. It had been used once again, this time to kill his wife.
Freeman, my husband!
Shortly after detectives began questioning Ralph, he asked for an attorney. The last years of the marriage had not been all bear hugs and Waffle House visits for the reconciled couple. The years had been replete with further troubles. Jonna's son recounted that both she and Ralph drank excessively. Almost a year before her death, Jonna was arrested at their home after she threw a metal picture frame at her husband during an argument, cutting his shin. She was initially charged with battery with a weapon, but prosecutors dropped the charges the following month. Jonna also told relatives that she was beginning to fear Ralph, sharing the concern that perhaps her husband wanted to kill her. He would sneak into her room in the middle of the night, she said, checking in on her while she slept. It seems these fears were well founded. Nonetheless, Jonna did not leave her husband.
We're going to work through it. We're going to work through it. I wouldn't give that man up for the world.
Ralph was released on a $15,000 bond while he awaited a trial for manslaughter. As the date for jury selection was set for the autumn, the court began facing delays due to Ralph's ill health. There were questions as to whether the elderly man was physically up to the task of completing a full psychological evaluation. With his attorney noting signs of dementia, they could not proceed at all without a proper assessment. Then, the COVID-19 pandemic caused further delays. It would be years before the case returned to the court schedule. The retired colonel would not live long enough to stand trial for murder a second time. On January 19, 2023, while still awaiting a start date, Ralph Wald passed away. He was 80 years old. His death left open the question of whether he could have been acquitted by a jury a second time. The exact cause of Ralph's death was not released, though his new lawyer, John Hackworth, noted that the veteran had a long list of ailments and was extremely ill towards the end. He said that Mr. Wald's life was unfortunately marred by his involvement with the criminal justice system, but that his life was about much more than this. Jonna Flores is remembered as a strong-willed person who faced many challenges in life. Her obituary states that she was survived only by her cat Lily and her dog Baby. She was 48 years old. That was the tragic case of Ralph Wald, Jonna Flores, and Walter Conley. Thanks for joining me here today, and a special thank you to Amy Nicole, Peter Traina, and Kevin Brogan for joining the Members Lounge. I'm Kevin. This is Just Thought Lounge. And I'll see you in the next one. Please tell me who the scream saves. I can hear the cries repeat. Gotta take my time because these crimes get deep. But these stories can't hide. Let me find my seat. Kevin, go ahead and settle in. Gotta be selective. Doing all the research. Keeping it objective. Always been effective. Can say he got a knack. Pick of the litter. You see how Newton got his back. Yeah, the content that you need. This could be a new sign. We talk in the comments. They jot in a few lines. Tune in and hit like. Love that. It's too kind. Feels like the whole world is online for true crime.